Tori Petri here with Lions cornerback Rasheen Mathis in Jacksonville, Florida, where Rasheen makes his offseason home. Here to chat with Rasheen a little bit about his future plans. Rasheen, what have you decided about your future in the NFL?
It's been a long 13 years, a great 13 years. So I don't know if I would say long. Most people would say long, but I'll say an awesome 13 years. I think it's time for me to hang up the cleats. The Lord has blessed me with a long career and do great on and off the field and inside the locker room. So I think it's time. It's time. It's time for me to hang up the cleats.
What made you decide that this was the right timing for you to hang it up?
I've been teetered in the fence the last few years. I wanted to finish healthy. I wanted to finish on a good note. It was a little sour my last year in Jacksonville, being that I was coming off an ACL injury. And I think my last 3 years in Detroit has been amazing for me, for the guys that I've been around. It's just been an amazing thing. And being with Caldwell this last 2 years, I couldn't ask for anything more to go off on a happy ending.
What have those past 3 years in Detroit meant to you and being able to finish up your career there?
It's been a blessing. It's been a blessing. You know, Jacksonville is home, and 10 years here, I couldn't ask for anything better. 10 years playing in front of your family, in front of your friends, high school, middle school friends, it's amazing. But the last 3 years, it was good to get away. It was good to get away. People ask me all the time, the weather. I was like, yeah, the weather was a little different, a lot different. But the change of atmosphere was amazing. The change of guys was amazing. Being accepted in the locker room and taking leadership immediately once I got there. It was, I wouldn't change it. I wouldn't change it. If my career was to happen again, I would do the same thing. I would finish it, you know. It would have been good to finish all 13 years here in Jacksonville, but I think experiencing something new in a new locker room was a blessing for sure.
How tough was it to be unable to finish out your career healthy? You went out halfway through this past season with a concussion, ended up not finishing the season out, but how tough was that to stomach looking back?
It was good. It was a little tough. It was a little tough because I'm a competitor and I always want to be on the field. So saying that to say that I was still able to be around the guys and be part of the locker room. And I talked to Caldwell the other day, and I told him he was one of the main reasons I was able to still be in there day in and day out and help the guys with the little things that they needed to help on outside of the lines, what, you know, our coaches was already teaching them. It was a blessing. It was a blessing. So I think I wouldn't have wanted to end that way, but the plans are not always in your hands. And I think what I showed, meaning standing around and being a professional, probably outweighs me playing the whole entire season. So I count it as a blessing.
You can always find positives in everything. We've talked about this before, but why exactly was it important to you to stay in Detroit for those last few weeks of the season, for the last half of the season, rather than come back here and enjoy some good weather and golf?
It was important because it's a business. And I think I voiced it before that everyone suffers injuries, and how you handle those injuries can dictate your future, your future. And, you know, you might not be at the end of your career when it happens, but eyes will be watching you when it does happen. And showing the guys, the guys, not just in my room, but overall, the entire team, how a professional should handle it. I thank God that I was able to do that, that he showed me, and he I spoke, you know, like prayed about it and got peace with staying and not leaving. And like I said, it could pay dividends on a young guy's career later on in the future when or if it happens. And it shows them that, you know, there's a couple ways that you can do it, but there's a right way to do things as well.
I know you have had a big influence on some of those younger guys in the room, namely Darius Slay, who you played alongside for the past couple of years. What do you see in his future as a cornerback?
Bright. He's, you know, stay out of trouble. He doesn't do much off the field. Keep his head on his shoulders. Stay humble, which is hard to do in this society, this day and age, with social media. But to stay humble and just keep working on your craft. There's an old veteran when I think it was my first or second year in the league, James Trapp. he always asked me, was my rib still showing? And I never knew what it meant. But before he left, he told me, he was like, it means that you're still hungry. You still have room left to eat. So just stay hungry. Don't ever think you've arrived. And I took that with me. There's always, you can always get better. You can always get better. And for a young guy, that's something that you can take to bed, lay your hat on, that you can always get better. You'll never master this game.
Looking back on this 13-year career that you've had in the NFL, what moments stick out to you as some of your favorite memories?
Well, first off is getting drafted. Being at Disney with my family and my friends, being drafted to the Jaguars, getting that call before it happened and knowing that I was coming home, that was the icing on the cake pretty much before I even got the cake, I guess. But that was a blessing. And to share it with my family for 10 years was amazing. And I guess some of the things that stick out is Pittsburgh. Being here in Jacksonville, the Lord has allowed me to create some great memories. And it was a playoff game in Pittsburgh that all the fans always remind me of it. So it's hard to kind of forget that. A couple of interceptions for a touchdown to win a playoff game in Pittsburgh, being that it's not easy to win playoff games. So that's one of the memories. And also, memories in Detroit. I think the room that I have in Detroit, that I had in Detroit, I text my guys before. I actually spoke with you, let them know what might be happening and what was going to happen. And the room that I left, I hate to leave the guys, from Glover to Diggs to Slay to the young guys, to Alex, to Young Diggs, Q Diggs, all the guys all around, Don Carey, like, I love those guys. If they call me today and say that they need me to come somewhere, I'll hop on the plane right now. And that's the type of relationship we built. And those are the memories that you're going to miss, the things that happen outside of off the field and inside the locker room.
13 years is no short NFL career, far beyond the average. What has it meant to you to be able to have such longevity in the league?
Coming from Inglewood High School to Bethune-Cookman, a second round pick, I never could have envisioned it. As a young guy, you always envision how many years you want to play, but in reality, you have zero control of it. But 13 years, it's been amazing. It's been a blessing, truly a blessing. I count it a blessing. And there's no other way to look at it than a blessing. It's speechless. But I just thank the coaches along the way. Thank all the guys that I played with along the way. It's been a great ride. It's been a great ride, and who can ask for much more?
What are your plans now that your football career is over?
One of it, we're looking at it. We're here golfing.
Quite the appropriate location, exactly, for an interview about retirement.
Exactly. This is something that I've grown to love. I call it a game. I hope the golf world won't be mad at me. Football is the greatest sport in the world, I think, but golf is the greatest game. And it's an individual game that you can compete with yourself at. No one controls your swing but you, and it's something that you will never master as well. So this is it for now. But the community of Jacksonville, I think, needs me, and I think I need them. So any way that I can give back, I'm looking to give back. So that'll be the start.
So Jacksonville should expect to see you a lot more on these golf courses around here.
Yeah, golf course and community. So hopefully both ties in so I can do both at the same time.
Well, that sounds good. Thank you so much, Rasheen, for joining us, sharing with us a little bit of plans about your future, and we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you, Tori.
That's Rasheen Mathis for DetroitLines.com. I'm Tori Petrie.